Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You are an absolute joy suck.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I believe Owensboro didn't care about COVID. I am here to announce that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's a strong announcement that I can make.
And James Strebel.
Not a stitch of clothing on her. She's young.
No, she's not. She's 53.
Oh, is she?
Really?
She's in good shape. I'll give her that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You a four-star kid? The 13th ranked athlete? Number one in the state of Colorado? Football pedigree.
McCaffrey.
About as close to a home run as Satterfield could have hit on bringing in another quarterback.
Not at 302. Oh, Mitch. You know the evil one's back. Mitch is back. Ready to put the stake in your heart.
Mitch on hand again.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Woo. Came out firing, Mitch did.
I forgot all about that. All right, so Luke McCaffrey's gone. Does anyone care?
I'm not sure
anybody cares. We got you for the next 3 hours here on The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. We're in studio. The mics are actually working. Both things.
Nice.
Unexpected, especially the second one. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel's here. Mitch is here. Do you want to hit your
sounder
again?
Mitch on hand again.
Mitch is here. He's back from St. Louis. And the curse just it followed him to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals they lost last night 10-1.
Oh.
I text Strebel, they're down 2-0. They're down 5-1, they're down 6-1. So we were laughing behind your back. Just so you know.
I listened to the show on my way back and you gave the prediction 15-1, and when you gave that prediction I was like, well, it was close.
Damn, you were close. I'd forgotten about that. You did say 15-1.
Your mic's squealing.
It does.
Squealing.
Yeah,
something
we spoke squealing. Too soon on the. Yeah,
let me turn a couple of things. Oh boy, that is a squeal.
Sounds like. Never mind. I'm gonna make a fat joke about myself, but I'll leave that alone. I'm sure the text line will come up with all kinds of
things. There's enough people that will make a fat joke about you. You won't have to worry about
squealing,
it.
Squealing, yes.
So, Mitch, you feeling good? Mitch came home last night.
Yeah, no, he was telling us.
I mean, this guy didn't get home until 3:30 in the morning or whatever it was. I had no idea. I thought he was leaving early this morning.
Staying the night in St. Louis.
And staying the night in St. Louis and then, you know, heading down and coming to work. But that's what he did. So there we go.
He's not as cranky as I thought he would be. He's in a pretty good mood, it sounds like.
That's disappointing. 437-9680. So Scott Satterfield today was on with your boy, Double D. It's a story we talked about yesterday. Luke McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. He didn't have Louisville on his Twitter account, and now we know why. So that happened. We got to get to that today. Obviously, the curse of Mitchell Hannigan continues, so we'll do a deep dive into that. Name, image, and likeness is something that's out there being talked a lot about today. You have your recycled Keon Brooks take that at
yes.
some point we may try to get to today as well. Pat Forty going to join us at about 3:40 today from Sports Illustrated. He wrote about the college football playoff expansion and everything else, but obviously that's one thing on his mind. We'll get to that as well. And I have news on Cooper Hassan.
Oh, you do?
I have news on Cooper Hassan.
After the big photo yesterday.
After the big photo that he had yesterday with your boy Ricky P. On the beach, everyone was wearing jeans or slacks on the beach,
right.
Which is an entire different thing. So that's where we are today. So, Mitch, you're in a fine mood today. You have been mostly in a good mood.
I mean, I came in today just, you know, the slings and arrows of Louisville Twitter, including Mark Ennis. I've had the battle Mark today.
Oh, you battled Mark?
Well, I just don't understand. I want to dive into this. You and the Donovan Mitchell thing.
It bothers me.
I know. We'll dive into it. I don't understand.
For my own mental health, I don't have the text line pulled up because
really?
I just know it's going to look exactly what my Twitter notifications have looked like the past 24 hours.
Texas says, can we get to the part where Mitch whines like a child on social media? So there we go.
There it is.
Texas says, and yeah, I was going to bring this up. Congrats on Rummage on the move today.
Yeah.
To the yoga pants capital of the of Louisville.
Yeah. Norton
How about
Commons,
that?
Yeah.
The big move.
Norty C, as some of the people he like
pushed,
to call it.
Rummage has pushed out of the way the county.
The county's gone. He's the no county's, longer county.
The county's gone.
County Steve is dead.
Yep. For the now, first time, he is a Louisville fan.
Norty C Steve is here to stay. So we'll see how long that lasts. I was listening to Maben earlier today.
I'm sure you were.
And right off the bat, he had to tell everybody that Rummage was moving.
Oh, man.
In the rain.
Did he help Luke McCaffrey move?
That's a great question. I mean, who's helping Luke McCaffrey pack his bags?
Well, that's
put him in the U-Haul.
That's what I wanted to put out there. At ESPN 680, Mitch, Bet Rivers Twitter poll, did Luke McCaffrey even unpack?
That's a great question. I mean, 4 days.
Did he unpack?
Four days, and he was gone.
Man, oh man.
And so, good for Drew to bring that up, I mean, this morning.
What, was he going to have Satterfield on and not bring it up? I mean, everyone knew it was true like a day ago or 2 days ago.
There are people,
what was he going to do?
There are people in this market that would not bring it up, but Drew did.
Yeah, but that's why you don't have to give him props, because you knew he was going to do that.
Sure, okay.
Texas says, are the gas bags rained out again today? Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
not even raining out. It's like kind of sprinkled. You guys should have a game tonight.
There should be a game, yes.
If it doesn't precipitate much more than this and you guys don't have a game, that's a bad job.
Really
I don't
bad
mind
job.
Saying that's a bad job by somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody who probably works for free to get these softball games going at night for a bunch of guys that can't play softball. So
they got that new bat out there, though. It's going to change the game.
Texas says it wasn't arrows, Mitch. You just look like a moron.
Here we go. I mean, man, I just...
I'm in sports hell. I'm with you on so many things, but the Donnie thing, I will explain the reason why I think you're wrong on the Donovan Mitchell thing. That I will explain at some point today. Texas says, we need a new Maben drop. The county's gone, Steve.
It is.
You know what? Let's get Maben to tape it. Let's have that not be organic. You're exactly right. We do need that.
We do. The county's gone, Steve.
The county's gone, Steve.
No more Bullock County.
So anyway, 437-9680. We did mention it yesterday, not only rumors that were out there, we tiptoed around it, Luke McCaffrey taking all the Louisville stuff off of his Twitter, and, you know, this is, I guess, since we mentioned it yesterday, I feel like I'm regurgitating some of the things, but, you know, for the most part, obviously, it's always a new audience. Let's play, if you don't mind. We're going to go to sound here early on, Mitchell.
Young
Mitchell. Well, I need to set it up for people who, you know, might not have listened all day. Mm-hmm. Scott Satterfield was on with your boy Double D and your boy Blankenbaker today. Blank had a few today. He had a few. His 8 o'clock hour was pretty good, wasn't it, Mitch? His 8 o'clock hour was solid.
I'm looking at his Twitter right now, and he's got the excuse train rolling with the Satterfield says the Louisville's still looking for a safety wide receiver.
Well, I want to get into that.
We'll talk about that. But
well,
he's already trying to, like, well, actually, here's the clarification.
Okay. I didn't see that.
He just tweeted it.
Blank was all dressed up today.
Well, he's also talking to Satterfield.
Which producer has, like, bad eyesight?
Nick.
Look at this font.
Nick.
Look how big this sports center is.
Gosh.
Nick.
It's, like, spread across, like 8 pages.
Like
it's
my
like
grandfather
a book.
Would.
Granny. It's Nick. Nick does that.
Yeah, that
can
bad
eyesight.
Yeah,
he has bad eyesight.
Nick says it's not him, so it's either Crean or Process.
Oh, it's probably Crean. Doesn't Crean have bad eyes? I think that's it. Anyway.
Couldn't he not see for a while?
He's playing softball.
I wonder
why the softball team's 0-3 and they're run ruled in 2 games. So Satterfield, let's go through this and have some fun.
Yes.
You knew we would have to talk about it. Satterfield was asked about Luke McCaffrey, and Drew Diener is going to make the Courier Journal with this answer. Go ahead.
Luke came in last week. Started working out Wednesday with the team, and then I guess, you know, after the week, those 3 or 4 days, decided that this wasn't the place for him. I think his big thing for what he wanted to do was be able to come in and play, you know, and be a starting quarterback. And I guess, you know, after 3 or 4 days, decided that maybe, you know, that wasn't going to happen here. So you know, wish him the best. Not sure what he's going to do, but you know, he's a good player, good person.
It's a sad answer. It is sad. It's a sad Satterfield when he's like, I don't know. That's the thing around it. Everyone seems to be like, yeah, he just left.
Yeah.
Your boy Luke Mack just left. And he's like, I don't know what he's going to do. It's a great point. I don't know what he can do. He can play quarterback at a high level. We don't think that.
No.
And the thing that I saw, we need to get into this at some point. Do you think Biscuit's mad at me? Did I include Mitch in this text?
Oh, yeah.
I
believe he's in the text
chain. Well, I mean, Keith Wynn, but I'm kind of rooting against Luke McCaffrey. And Biscuit liked it.
He did.
I mean, you got Biggest Biscuit rooting against. You know you have hurt somebody when a gentle giant like David Skull is rooting against Luke McCaffrey.
I think he...
It made me sad today.
Yeah, I think
the whole thing.
He tried to clarify. I was like,
we don't need clarification.
I was liking because of the Nebraska trash offense comment. And I was like, no, you weren't.
Texter says, Satterfield out here losing fools. That's a good text.
That's a really good
text. That's a good text.
That's a really good text.
So, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Here is the catch-22 that I'm in. Just here are all the angles.
Okay.
So Luke McCaffrey, we know nothing about other than his brother nuked my fantasy football team by continually being injured last year. And yes, I'm being that guy. Okay. So anyway,
a lot of people feel that way. Yeah.
It's just he stunk last year. I want to be clear, Grossman. And Mitch, I know you listened yesterday when Grossman just kept barreling in, and he was breathing in my ear.
He also
ear
made every any possible imaging about him.
About him.
Of course he did.
Everything was about him. Next time he fills in for you, it's the take with Jack Grossman. No, it's just all going to be about him. And we'll just sit here, and we'll do the show, but he's going to intro the show. He'll do a high. I want him to tell me about erectile dysfunction.
From Hightower.
And Peyronie's disease and how to cure that with the Hightower Men's Clinic.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want him to do a read on his treadmill from the fitness market.
All he did was leave the microphone on the entire time.
I could just click. He was breathing in my left ear the entire 3 hours. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we talked to 437-9680. We talked about this yesterday that Luke McCaffrey was bad at Nebraska.
Terrible.
Okay. And so when he transferred here, Mitch brought this up, and it's a great point today. I said, Mitch, we got to go back through those shows, and we got to find all of the gas baggery around Luke McCaffrey.
Right, the McCaffrey love sale.
Which usually is very simple to do. But the problem we had, and I did not remember this, and you're going to be shocked by this.
Uh-huh.
The day that he committed, right, Mitch? The day that he committed. Yeah. Is the day that the Chris Mack, Eric Wood, Kenny Payne video came out.
Oh, so it fell through the cracks.
And so it totally got nuked. Oh. And now I remember how we wanted to talk about Luke McCaffrey. And my only take at the time was, I've seen him a couple times, him and Nebraska and that offense and Scott Frost, who looks like Mitchell Hannigan, that it stunk. And this kid might stink, but he's going to be our guy.
Right. I was able to pull a few gems that we can play later in the show, but you're exactly right. He committed at like noon on that Monday, and that Monday was after the Chris Mack, Eric Wood video. So that was the majority of our show. And then the following Tuesday, because I was looking to see if I could find any blank sound, that following Tuesday is when we're at Lynn Family Stadium announcing our partnership with Lou City. So...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So it totally got swept under the rug.
It really did.
We got robbed.
We did.
We got robbed.
We did.
Damn it. We did.
We got pickpocketed. So all of that happened, and I'm stuck because I don't think he's very – I don't think he's good. But he was heralded as good. Right? I mean, he was heralded as this is a nice pickup. And so I don't really think it is a nice pickup, and I think it's – and I equated it yesterday to the Dino Gaudio stuff. It doesn't – like the Dino Gaudio stuff doesn't mean that Chris Mack's program is out of control. You may not like him. You may love him. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that it's out of control.
Right.
Because Dino Gaudio did what he did. And that's how I feel about this. Luke McCaffrey getting up and leaving – I can't sit here and be real with you guys and bash away because I didn't have a ton of respect for this pickup and the commitment and everything else when he arrived, but many others did. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it doesn't bother me any longer, but so many of the people that love the pickup now hate the kid, now are cheering against him. It doesn't matter that he leaves. And what it means, guys, and what it means, okay, is that Malik has blossomed into this quarterback that we've been waiting a year and a half, 2 years to see. That physically, his body has matured. Like Blankenbaker said, he's going to play within the offense, and this guy's taken such a step forward, is seen as such a leader, ingrained as the starting quarterback that Luke McCaffrey had to pick up. Listen, I don't know what was promised in the recruiting process. I don't know how Malik's going to play this year. I don't know if he's going to be healthy. I don't know if Luke McCaffrey may have been a gadget player, a Taysom Hill type player, or if he was just going to be a quarterback and probably a crappy one.
Right.
I have no idea. So that is kind of the consternation that I have right now. It's that it matters, and it matters because of a narrative here. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much of a loss it is. And the narrative is, if I were a Louisville fan, I would be worried about the quarterback position. And that is a subject that we've had around here for quite a while.
Right.
I mean, we have beat that dead horse, if you will. I mean, I feel like everyone knows, but what it does, much like the Dino Gaudio stuff, it brings up other bad things. I don't want to say bad things, but with U of L, it brought up just other stuff because now there's the Dino Gaudio stuff happening.
Right.
And for me, Luke McCaffrey leaves, and I don't think it has much of a I'm not sitting here saying, oh boy, Louisville. I mean, this is what loses you a game or two now.
Luke McCaffrey's gone. Big trouble.
But what it does is it reminds you that Scott Satterfield has not had an easy go of it at the quarterback position. And Malik's been good, but he's not been great. And there have been guys out there that have been available that would be better than him.
Right.
And that's kind of, or you're getting someone ready. You're getting someone ready. And so it's a story that we don't know behind the scenes what the sell job is or was. We don't know if this guy can go anywhere else. We're going to be watching.
Sure, we're going to be watching.
If he goes somewhere and there is some success there, then we can have that conversation. I wouldn't hold your breath. I don't think that's going to happen. But that's kind of the main thing coming from yesterday that we talked so much about. So there you go.
Not only that,
Luke McCaffrey.
But I mean, you hit it when you said preparing somebody or getting somebody ready. I mean, no matter what, this is Malik Cunningham's final season at U of L. Like, this is it. This is his senior year.
Well, no, he's got another one.
Does he have another one?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this was his last. It feels like he's been around here forever.
Well, I would agree with that, and that's what confuses it.
Yeah, it feels like he's started for Louisville. I mean, 2 years, obviously, that he's been the starter. But, like, getting somebody ready, getting, just continuity at the quarterback position. And not only that, it adds to a narrative.
Well, it's options.
And
Kentucky has options this year. Are any of them good? I don't know.
But they have options.
But they have at least a couple different options. Last year, they didn't. Or the Lynn Bowden year, they didn't.
No.
And it was a joke. And right now, that would be my worry. Scott Satterfield is light on options. And the narrative that he's, quite frankly, struggling to get a above average, a damn good quarterback in here, that would worry me when everything's built around the quarterback.
Well, really, his only guy at quarterback is Evan Conley. Malik Cunningham was Bobby Petrino recruit, right? I mean, he came in with Bobby. This is not a Scott Satterfield guy.
And I don't think Evan Conley would start at Appalachian State, by the way.
You don't think he started at State?
No, I
really
don't.
Wow.
I don't.
See, I thought, because I knew that was his destination before, and then he came with Scott Satterfield kind of as like whatever that deal was or whatever. But at the same time, you're right. He's not viewed as a quarterback that's going to take Louisville to the next level. So he's all he has really is a Bobby guy, Evan Conley, who you think can't start at Appalachian State, and then a Georgia Southern quarterback that really is more like a wide receiver than a quarterback.
I mean, he's a wide receiver. He's not a quarterback.
Well, I mean, I'm being
they're transitioning him to wide receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, they may transition him back. They don't have any. They don't.
Well, that's what Blaine said.
I'm not being like snarky here. They may have to transition them back because right now they got two guys. Unless I'm missing somebody, because
they have a freshman, T.J. Lewis, and then apparently
he's not going to play.
I know. I know. Yeah. I'm just Len Streeble, and some walk-ons. There you go.
What do you think about this?
Because
I'm mad at myself because believe me or not, but a couple weeks ago, I was like, man, we haven't heard anything about Luke McCaffrey. And so I looked on his Twitter and noticed he changed his Twitter profile picture, and then his Twitter header was like the city of Charlotte. I was like, that's odd. I was like, I wonder if there's like some kind of rift there. And I didn't want to bring it up the air because I just don't want to give out like that speculation. But I totally should have because I was totally right.
You're ahead of the story.
I know, I was ahead of the story. So
breaking news, Hannigan.
I was mad at myself. I mean, I feel like Grossman yesterday was doing a little bit of the sports radio thing. Just saying he sucks. Like
he has
stunk in the past.
Come on.
I think he would have contributed something this season. I don't know what it would be or how much it would be, but he would have contributed in some capacity.
How brave you are for
Louisville football. Now I'm doing a sports radio thing
right there.
Why are you sucking up right now when you spent all day bashing everything Louisville Twitter and now you're backing Luke McCaffrey, who wasn't good?
I mean, if the kid doesn't want to be here, the kid doesn't want to be here. Like, I'm not, he didn't upset my feelings by leaving.
I mean, I just want to know.
Well, I agree with that.
I just want to know what the thought process was. It because Malik Cunningham was clear cut number one
who
and he
knows?
Was scared of competition or what? I mean, it's
And who knows what the coaches sold to him?
Yes,
I mean,
it's very
coach versus player. You know, if Luke McCaffrey ever comes out and says, hey, you know, they kind of promised me some things that, you know, when I got there, they weren't, you know,
they weren't going to fulfill those promises.
They weren't going to fulfill those promises. Right. So, I mean, the whole situation, I'm just like, whatever.
It's more drama for the Louisville football team. That's all it is. It's more.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if it is.
It is,
but I don't know if it means anything.
It means a lot because he's looking for some major.
Yeah, but
like roster positions, and it's June.
Well, I want to get to that, but if he has to play, like I feel like if anyone but Malik has to play, it's bad news.
Yeah, absolutely, it's bad news.
And Luke McCaffrey just would have been the guy who would have played instead of T.J. Lewis.
he would have been the guy taking the brunt of the stink.
Somebody,
it would have been on him.
Yeah, somebody has to play that quarterback position. Kentucky did a wide receiver a couple years ago.
Right.
It would be great drama if Louisville had to go to the wide receiver.
It would.
It really would. Has anyone reached out to Louisville Locke? Has anyone talked to him?
Oh, no. He's very quiet.
He's been quiet about this subject, has he not?
Yeah, he had of course, we found the show yesterday. He's taking shots at T.J. Beisner. And his tweets, but today with this, you know, Louisville decommitment and everything, leaving the program after like 4 or 5 days, nothing from Locke, nothing. Everything's fine. Santa feels great.
Texas says, fulfill those promises. Are you looking at the text line?
I am. I pulled it up now.
Get the text line.
I
Why are you
said
doing
for your
this
mental
to yourself?
Health, you weren't going
to
read it.
You lasted 15 minutes on that proclamation.
Yeah, like whenever I'm on whenever I have days off, that's the one thing I like just don't miss is the text line. Like, imagine someone just coming up to you like every 5 minutes and be like, "Duh, Tito, Tito." I'm like, I just.
Texas says Mitch is a bundle of joy. Texas says the kid that want to be her. Texas says, put it in the poll. Would Conley start at App State? No, it's too much of a fact. I don't need to do that. Texas says, Sweeney, spit it out, Junior. Texas says, take a big breath, Sweeney. Texas says, Lynn Bowden's year was a joke. Yes.
It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, no, everyone laughed at you.
I don't care. He won the Paul Hornung Award, and Kentucky was awesome. I don't care.
Mitch, he won the Paul Hornung.
He took him to a bowl game. Punched a guy in the face. Yeah, won the bowl game. Yeah. It was awesome. Everything with the Lynn Bowden year was awesome. I don't want to hear that. Don't want to hear it. It was awesome.
It wasn't awesome.
It was.
It wasn't awesome.
You liked it. You liked Lynn Bowden.
That's different than thinking it was awesome that year. It was embarrassing.
No.
That was one of the most embarrassing years.
Sawyer Smith was embarrassing.
That's why Mitch Barnhart went into hiding.
No, it wasn't.
It's because of that year.
It was not a
that's
no.
That's what I heard.
Okay, then if that's what I heard. If that's the case, it's so embarrassing. The Louisville fans used to be the most embarrassed that he put up 500 yards on your ass.
Absolutely.
It's embarrassing.
They knew the one play call.
Every team that they beat shouldn't be embarrassed and crying.
Yes,
and everybody
agreed.
Should be fired. Satterfield should be fired. He should have had L's down. Satterfield wasn't fired.
Was that a Satterfield year?
That was Satterfield year.
Was that the first year of Scat?
That's the year he came out. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Bobby nuked the season. I mean, Bobby.
It's still Bobby's fault. Even though they were kissing his bleep because he won seven games, that game was
also,
Bobby's fault.
Imagine if Kentucky had a quarterback. Would the same thing that happened to Luke McCaffrey, would that have happened to Will Levis if Kentucky had a quarterback on the roster?
Like, what do you mean?
I think Will Levis is better. Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Only because he worked with that quarterback guy.
The guru.
Only because Bruce Feldman wrote that article.
Montgomery? Was that the guy's name?
I don't know his name. I think it's not Montgomery.
Imagine Kentucky had an established quarterback.
And Will Levis came.
You know? I don't know. Like, would Will Levis, like, if he came to Kentucky and be like, look, we're going to go with Terry Wilson, if Terry Wilson had one more year.
Well, no, I'm saying if Will Levis came in and Joey Gatewood was just head and shoulders above him and a much better player, and he looked around and said, I'm out of here, then, yeah, I think Kentucky fans would be pissed off about that. I don't think that's the case because everyone thinks Will Levis is going to start anyway.
Texas says it's a horrible take by me. Listen, I'm not saying that they didn't beat down Louisville, but what I'm saying is it's sad. Yeah, they won eight games, and it's sad if you actually had a quarterback. Think of all the other games Kentucky could have won along the way. That's the point. That's the point. That's what we're talking about here. I'm right on this.
No, I don't think so.
It's embarrassing.
Fans were as excited about that as anything in the football program since the 10-win season. They loved it. That was only a year or two before, wasn't it?
It was the year before.
Well,
it's not like that was 1973.
No, they were excited about it. That's probably the most, and that's sad to me.
I'm sorry.
Third most exciting season in the Stoops era.
They finished 7-2 with Bo Nick quarterback Sweeney's clueless. You guys found that to be fun?
Yeah, 100%
I did. Oh, my God.
What's not fun about it? You had a wide receiver making SEC defenses look stupid.
Everyone was laughing at you.
No, they weren't.
Everyone was laughing at you.
Everyone praised it. Everybody, like, look at this offense that Eddie Graham
came up with. That's because they kissed the bleep of Stoops.
No, it's
that's
not.
Because
it
everyone
was really
kisses
entertaining.
The bleep. Everyone
had,
kisses the bleep of Stoops.
You had a wide receiver.
Because he has no standard. Stoops can win seven games.
I feel like
games
they praised Grand, too.
Oh, they did praise Grand.
And then you fired him.
You're on an island by yourself.
That's fine.
You're not.
What year was that? It was 2019.
It was 2019.
Hang on. 2019. Yes, they beat UTM, Louisville, Vanderbilt, and Missouri.
I feel like Arkansas.
They beat Arkansas 24-20, and didn't Arkansas not have a win in the SEC that year?
Probably.
It took a last-second touchdown.
Just think
with that running game and that offensive line, what you could have done if someone could, you know, just kiss a ball down
the
field.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but it was still fun to watch Lynn Bowden play football. How is that not fun? Watching Lynn Bowden play football, how is that not awesome and not fun?
Oh, man.
No, seriously, what was not awesome and fun about it?
It's sad.
How? How is it sad?
When a team is that bad at developing, recruiting, and everything else around that position, that's what we're talking about with Satterfield. It's the same thing. It's embarrassing.
I disagree because Satterfield isn't winning.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. Well, it was awesome.
You consider 7-5 winning. I don't. I consider
that's fine.
I don't care about 7-5. Okay. 7-5 means nothing to me.
That doesn't mean I can't enjoy watching someone play
it.
Football and say
you
that was
enjoy
awesome.
It. You
and
can enjoy
it. Was great. It was
I don't think it's awesome.
Great.
I don't think
you
it's
liked
awesome.
It. You liked it. I remember listening to you and Locke and you battling Locke and how cool it was.
That's
watching
just
Lynn
because
do
I'm
that.
I'm pivoting against Locke, but they didn't. I mean, that's just it.
No, they didn't win anything of consequence, but it was still fun to watch.
You know what? That should go right there on that goes on football Kentucky football's grade.
Yes, it does.
They were fun to watch. They didn't win anything of consequence, but they were fun to watch.
Well, they're sometimes, but last year wasn't fun to watch.
Texter says Scott Satterfield's just out here losing fools. What a great text. Oh, that's fantastic.
Text of the day, we had a prize.
Texter says he won the Paul Hornung Award LMAO. Texter says everyone was killing Stoops that year for not having a quarterback. Yeah.
Except for when, and that's true. And then when Bowden played, it was, no, before that, when Sawyer Smith was out there stinking it up, I agree. That was embarrassing and dismal.
They were so good and so smart that they let Sawyer Smith nuke through what three games of their season.
The dude almost beat Florida.
He did almost beat Florida. Yeah, he did almost beat Florida. Almost.
They almost beat Florida. Another thing that should be on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Texas says Round Daddy thinks being mediocre is fun.
No, that's you and your football program. That's you. You think
that? Why do you know that's not a Kentucky fan?
No, that's a Louisville fan.
That might be a UK fan.
That's not a UK fan. It's a Louisville fan, 100%. You think Satterfield's a good coach and you don't have any players. Let's see how that works out for you.
Texter says, didn't UGA come after Grand after that year?
That was a pivot to get more money.
Well, that was also like Luke Murray's up for every job. Eddie Grant going to Georgia and working with the most elite players in the country.
Yeah.
Just because he himself. Think about this. Think about that. If Georgia hired Eddie Grant that year, I don't know how we got on this. If Georgia hired Eddie Grant that year for playing a wide receiver and beating Vanderbilt and ULM or whoever the hell it was, the UNM and an Ellsdown Louisville team, and he becomes the Georgia OC because he himself could not find or develop a quarterback at Kentucky.
I can't argue the quarterback points.
I mean, it's fantastic.
I'm just arguing about that season. The points about not having a quarterback, I agree. I agree with that. But
the season went from completely lost to 7-5 and then a bowl win.
A surprise.
That's what
Locke would remind you though, 3-5 in the SEC.
He would. I'm trying to break you guys out, not you, but Louisville and Kentucky fans out of the 7-5.
Right,
is
like
okay.
That's good.
I can't believe that I'm you're talking about me being on an island. That's the mother bleeping island I'm on, and I don't understand. There's like 8 people with me on this island that hate 7-5.
Right.
And everybody else 7-5.
It's a nondescript football season. No, you're right. I'm with you on that. I'm one of the few Kentucky fans that's saying 7-5 is not good enough. That's why we like the Bear. We didn't listen to the sound yesterday, but the Bear talking about Kentucky being 8-4. That's what it needs to be. That's what it needs to be.
Texas says Dribble can say Satterfield had a bad second year, but to say he isn't winning after he won 8 games in his first year is stupid. It took Stoop 6 years to get 8 wins. Okay.
I'm not going to. Okay. You enjoy Satterfield. I'll keep saying it to you. Enjoy Satterfield. Because
he sounded
Satterfield
sad.
As a coach really seems like a lot of fun right now, don't you think?
Well, look at Mitch. Does Mitch look like a lot of fun?
No.
Do you sound like a lot of fun?
No.
You stay home all the time?
No, I'm just saying.
Can't get you out of the house? He won't come over and have a beer? What's going on?
No, all I'm saying is the Louisville fan trying to have fun with Scott Satterfield as head coach right now doesn't sound appealing to me.
Texas says, anyone that questions Jamie has to be a Louisville fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Unless you stay in here, I'm a UK fan. I'm going to assume that you're a Louisville fan.
You got your bona fides on today? Got the hat?
I got the hat.
Looking
good? The hat. Yeah.
Got the hat?
Yeah. I didn't do the double, though.
You didn't do the
Under Armour polo.
Okay. There you go.
Because I did one Ents making fun. Oh, no. That's tomorrow. He's not in here today.
No. Ents. Since when are you worried about Ents?
It was a joke. I walked in and he's like, you can't do the double logo hat and shirt. And I was like, yeah. I see
Ents,
you with
worry
a
about
man
your,
Chester.
Worry about your nine soccer teams that you
like. Scarf
and a
hat that you wear. I'm like, get out of here. Don't criticize my wardrobe,
You
bro.
Also aren't wearing an undershirt.
I'm not. It's
it looks good.
Let the bun go. What are you doing? Let the bun go. Let the bun go. What are you doing?
You should
there
you do
go.
That more often.
Yeah. I feel liberated.
A little chest hair.
Yeah.
A little chest hair.
A little loose.
Yes. You're a little loose. Yes. Texas says, buttermilk sounds like a blast. Get
more
this bum off the air. You know what? I actually agree with that, Texas.
That's fine. I'm having more fun as a Kentucky fan than a Louisville fan.
I'm not saying you're not, but I'm not saying that. I think Scott Satterfield... I think I would rather spend an evening with him than Mark Stoops.
I disagree.
It's an odd way for me to say that, but that's how I feel.
Divorce Stoops with bourbon? You can have Sat in his glasses. I'll go with the
glasses? What's wrong with that? I wear glasses occasionally.
He looks dorky, but I'm just kidding. But no, I'll take Stoops divorce with bourbon instead of Satterfield at the golf house with
Texas
beer.
Says, terrible take by Sweeney. They're down to their 4th-string quarterback after Wilson Smith and Scalzo all got hurt. I mean, none of those guys can play football.
None of them. None.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I will rehash 2019 UK football. Scalzo, where's he at?
He's on the roster, but
Kentucky?
Still, he is. He's still.
Then
why?
He entered the transfer portal.
He entered and he came back.
Well, because no one wanted him.
Yeah, he entered the transfer portal.
Terry Wilson's name was Turnover Terry.
Yes.
And
he's at New Mexico?
And Max Smith, no. I mean, I don't know. Where's he at?
Who?
Sawyer Smith.
Sawyer Smith. Who's Max Smith?
Are you thinking Maxwell Smith?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
I remember.
Is he still on the roster?
I don't know,
Sawyer,
man.
Sawyer Smith is still on the roster.
I think he graduated.
No, he graduated.
He's a TA, I think.
Is he?
I think he's a grad assistant.
Oh, is he?
I think. But yeah, Nick Scalzo still is on the team.
Tex just says 7-5, not good enough this year. Oh, you wait. Oh, you wait. And I mean every one of you fan bases. Yeah. Oh, you wait.
It'll happen.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. The text line's pumping today. Mm-hmm. Scott Satterfield on Luke McCaffrey. We can continue to get to that. The other, positions, Scott Satterfield talked about how, obviously, a running back. What other position? Safety, I think he mentioned.
Oh, yeah, safety, wide receiver.
And now the quarterback room. Obviously, I want to get to that. We'll do that after Pat 40. But 40 joins us next, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
One last one. We're going to put Strebel on the spot.
All right, let's go.
Can Strebel name the new Indiana Pacers head coach?
Oh, I can't.
Hell no.
And I saw it today like three times.
No,
I made fun
idea.
Of Pat. I can't remember his name. No chance.
No chance.
There's no chance.
Who is it?
Nate Bjorkgren.
And James Strebel.
Bjorkgren.
Nate Bjorkgren.
Bjorkgren.
No chance.
Bjorkgren.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's great. Rejoin. Hey, it's a Wednesday. You know what that means? It is a Witch Wednesday here at ESPN Louisville. A big thank you to Jason and his team bringing by some sandwiches today to the ESPN Louisville studios. Carry out, curbside delivery. They got you covered. The two locations, one on Hurstbourne, the other on Brownsboro Crossing. Lunch or dinner, they got you covered there. And they have the new menu, Cali Club, The Wicked, The Italian Grinder, and much more. Find it all online or on the Witch app. It's a Witch Wednesday. Witch Superior Sandwiches. It's also a Wednesday. You know what that means? It means Pat 40 joins us here a little bit early this week around. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Pretty good, Andy. How about yourself?
We are making it. Having a good time. Luke McCaffrey carrying the show today. Yes, not Luke McCaffrey transferring from U of L. The big local story. I would say the second biggest story. Did you happen to see the latest picture of Rick Pitino and Cooper Hassan that's been out there?
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
There's
no,
another,
I did not.
There's another one. They went to a swanky dinner, Pat, and it was like in Greece, whatever a body of water is there. It was night. The sun was coming down in Greece, and it was your boy Ricky P, your boy Cooper Hassan having a good time, enjoying a dinner out there. They took a picture on a beach. Rick Pitino called him a close friend.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Just what we need.
Apparently, I'm going to talk about this later. Coop Hassan is on the Rick Pitino workout plan. He's got him on his actual plan that he puts players through. How about that?
You know what? Yeah. Well, that's one thing. If you hang around Pitino long enough, eventually you get put on a workout plan.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
it. If you have any fat on you, he doesn't like it.
And he
lets you know and is very public about that. Pat 40 with us from Sports Illustrated, at by Pat 40. You just put a piece up on Olympic swimming. I haven't even read that. I mean, you just put that up. Obviously, the college football playoff expansion, that's been talk and much more. I just quickly, today was the battle, I guess. I don't even know the technical term. Mark Emmert and others were on Capitol Hill, and it was the hearing with the name, image, and likeness. We haven't talked about it yet. What interested you today on that? I know Ross was covering that for you guys. I guess what interested you today as more rhetoric continues to come out as we make this battle here?
It was basically a showdown of who could grandstand and bloviate the most. We got politicians and NCAA bureaucrats. What a combination. And, yes, a few other you know, out, somewhat interested parties. You had Mark Few and you had Rod Gilmore and that sort of thing. But, you know, we continue to talk in circles around this, hopefully getting towards an actual tangible answer in a national plan. But I don't know what it's going to be or how long it's going to take to get there or what exactly it's going to look like when it arrives. I mean, I very much think these state NIL laws are going to be enacted and underway, and it's going to be a hodgepodge until Congress and or the NCAA get their act together and come up with something more uniform. So, I think that by July 1st, you're going to have athletes in Georgia making money and athletes in Florida and making money and wherever, but it's going to all be very different, and then we'll see again, like if that's the impetus to get everybody to agree to something. But put it this way, it was bad enough today that Ted Cruz actually made Mark Emmert look like a sympathetic character,
yeah,
which is virtually impossible. But that's where we got to today.
Oh well, if there were a person, there's only a few that would make Mark Emmert sympathetic. Ted Cruz would be on that list. So he would be. It's like a coaching search. Who's going to get Chip Kelly next? That's exactly what it would be. If you were to divvy up blame on this, Congress and the NCAA, how would you do that?
Well, mostly the NCAA, because, of course, they've been dragging their feet on this for decades.
Yeah.
So, you know, it starts there. And again, they got to the point where they basically just said, Congress, help us. And when you do that, you take your chances. Do you really want Congress to take care of your problems? So that's what we've got now. And the problem with Congress, you've got a bunch of people grandstanding for their respective voter interests,
mm-hmm.
and there's 19 different ideas about what's the best way to do this. They all agree they hate the NCAA, but they don't agree on what's the best way to compensate players. So I think it starts with the NCAA, and you give them 65% of the blame, but give Congress 35%.
Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. You wrote about this from the angle of, hey, are we still going to have this full college football season with conference championship games and, hey, the chance to play 16, 17 games and the growth of the college football season? I know that's one angle you want to talk about, but this has been something that we've talked about for a couple weeks or maybe longer, college football playoff expanding to 12. Do you think 12 is ultimately the number? And what do you make of this story really picking up in the last 48 hours or so?
Yeah, it's Ross Dellinger, my colleague at Sports Illustrated, had a good story last month saying that basically the votes are there for expansion, that it's going to happen. It's just, what's it going to look like? And then Pete Thamel, my podcast partner, mm-hmm. Added a little more detail and clarity to that yesterday, and that as of now, and by no means done, but as of now, 12 is the preferred model, I would say, for a segment of the decision makers, but then they've got to be able to carry the day with all of the decision makers on that. I still think there's a chance that falls apart, but as of now, I think that's kind of the inclination. And I, for many years, I was in favor of 12, although it's kind of funny. The main reason I was in favor of 12 is to get 10 league champions and then two at-larges. Hmm. That's not at all how the power brokers see it.
They want
six automatic bids, and then they want the other six at-large bids all for their people. You know, they sure don't want to give every league representation. They want to give they'll throw a bone
to the
G5, but just one bone, and otherwise they keep all the bones.
Yeah, I mean, it's like your dog at home. He or she's not gonna get the whole meal, but you'll give Ruby and Ramon are my two dogs. You'll give Ruby and Ramon a little bit of barbecue, and that's Cincinnati, right? They're just gonna get Coastal Carolina's gonna get the table scraps, but they're at the table. They're kind of there. Do you think?
That's exactly it. Well, we're giving them a chance. We're giving one team a chance, and on the off chance that the playoff committee, who we talked about plenty last fall and how terrible they were, on the very, slim chance that they would float anybody else up high enough, we'll see how that would work out. But for now, it's a plan to quote-unquote keep them happy enough to stop complaining, even though they really should keep complaining.
Pat Forty with us. The Power 5 automatic bids. If this expands, do you think that will for sure happen? What's your confidence level on that?
Yeah, I think that happens. You know, especially if they go to 12, I think they become automatic bids. And you get the champions of those five leagues for sure in the tournament. And I'm fine with that. I
agree.
I want national representation. I want a Pac-12 champion in the playoff, you know, and ACC, Big 12, et cetera. If it's eight, then that's where you start hearing the SEC saying, well, maybe we should just still have the best teams as opposed to giving five bids, because then they're sitting there saying, hey, our third best team is better than the champion of the Pac-12. We want three bids, you know, and that suddenly gets a little bit more sticky. So, but, you know, my other thing, Andy, my other problem that I enunciated in the column is you get to a 12-team playoff, which, again, I'm not opposed to a 12-team playoff, but you're looking at some teams, a team possibly playing 17 games.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's an awful lot to ask for marginally paid labor.
Yeah, I think that's that's what they've always said. We had Stuart Mandel on yesterday, and I threw this question to him, and I'll throw it to you as well. Is this because so much of the old guard has, I mean, the money's always been there to expand, right? I mean, that's why they went to the college football playoff, one of the reasons, and more football games that you have, if you go to 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 or whatever you do, it's going to be more football games. We're going to watch that TV deal is going to grow. The SEC's going to be taken care of. Everything's going to be fine, but it feels like some of the old guard has moved out, and maybe some of the leadership in college football of this new guard, maybe Greg Sankey's a part of that, saying, hey, guys, you know, we're leaving money on the table. There's things that we can do here to play more football. It's a long way of asking why now. Why are they doing this?
Well, I do think, yeah, that some of the turnover at the commissioner level is helping facilitate that. I mean, you know, Jim Delaney had to be dragged out of his 1970 foxhole to even agree to a playoff.
Right.
You know, I mean, he had to be beaten down basically for years to get to that point. He sure, you know, if he was still sitting there, he would not be like, yeah, let's expand. Let's keep getting bigger. You know, he loved the bowl system. You know, he's not the kind of guy that was up for continually breaking and rebuilding the model. I think Swofford had some interest in it, but the playoff had been good to the ACC as it mm-hmm. was, you know.
Sure.
As long as Clemson was good, they were right in there. So, you know, the turnover for sure, I think, is a big part of it. And I think that basically just gradually as we've gone along, we have seen both the benefits and the flaws of the 14 playoff. Like, everybody was just happy to have a playoff for several years, and then it got to the point of, yeah, it's good, but boy, it could be better. And then you start looking at it and talking about it and figuring out how much better and how much more lucrative. And that's when I think now that you combine that with some of the turnover in leadership, and you're seeing an openness to a bigger playoff.
Pat Forty with us. Expansion is good for the Pac-12. They would be represented finally. You know, it's really hurt that conference. Obviously, the SEC would have 3-4 teams. Like, we would see that if the group of five, if they make it, then, you know, they would get a seat at the table, and that would be good for them. Who would it be bad for? Would it be anybody other than, you know, having to play more games with the unpaid labor? Would it be bad for any team, conference, anyone?
I don't think it would be bad for any conference other than, you know, I mean, if you're in the G5, you've got to figure out a way to be better than the AAC, because they're the best conference in the AAC.
Right.
And if you're continually logjammed behind them, you're probably frustrated. But as you said, at least you have a shot.
Yeah, Coastal you can only Carolina, do so much. Right.
Theoretically would have a shot. You know what it's bad for? Probably the Bulls, which I don't care whether the Bulls sink, swim, so, you know, kilo or dead. Right, you know.
Yeah.
But I did have, when I was calling around to people yesterday before I wrote that column, you know, that was something that was brought up. We got to make sure we take care of our bowl partners. It's like, do you really? Do you really have to make sure you take care of your bowl partners? Why, again, are you outsourcing the postseason to third parties instead of running it yourselves? You know, that to me has always been flawed logic. But I think the bowl people will kick up a lot of clouds of complaint and exert whatever influence they can to not be basically cut out of this deal.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Pat Forty with us. How underpaid is Nick Saban still going to be after he signs that extension? I mean, he's still underpaid at $8, $9 million. I mean, he is. He really is.
You can absolutely make the point. I mean, now, you can very simplistically, and some people have, say that Nick Saban's responsible for, like, the enrollment boom at Alabama. Hey, there's no doubt he's at least a little bit responsible for it. But the main thing that's responsible for it is that Alabama said if you get a 32 on the ACT and you're out of state, guess what? You can come here for free. And so it became an attractive place for out-of-state kids, especially from the north, to say, hey, I want to go and, you know, go to a fun school, or go to a fun football school, and have them pay for it. Sure, okay. And I think that did more than anything. But still, Nick Saban's been very, very good for the University of Alabama.
Yeah, he has a lot of free pub on ESPN and other outlets. Do you have, last one for Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated, I limp in with this question just because we've talked about it. Luke McCaffrey, who I saw play two times at Nebraska and he wasn't very good, was at Louisville for like a week and then he left. Louisville's having issues filling that quarterback room. Does Pat Forty, national analyst, have any take on Luke McCaffrey leaving U of L?
Well, I mean, the McCaffreys have certainly had the wandering eye between him and his brother Dylan. I think this is three transfers between them. And, you know, I mean, I guess I would think do your homework before you transfer the first time. Maybe, you know, I don't know what he thought he was getting into. I think it looks bad for Louisville to have a guy who's a name come in and leave that quickly. It's like, you know, what exactly is the deal? If he just raises questions, what was wrong? What isn't working? What isn't the fit? And maybe it's on Luke McCaffrey, but maybe some of it's on Louisville, too.
Yeah, I equated almost to the Dino Gaudio thing. It just brought up it brought up a bad narrative. That story did, and it just brought up the narrative here that Scott Satterfield's laboring to get quarterbacks in there, right? And that's how, if you're a team like Louisville, maybe not the best in the trenches, that's how you even things out. You're a quarterback school, right? You've had really good quarterbacks, above-average quarterbacks, guys, you know, NFL players, starters, whatever it may be, and that's how you do it. Well, Pat, appreciate the time. Take care. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds good, Andrew. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Pat Forty with us from Sports Illustrated here on this Wednesday. So there you go.
I didn't know there's another McCaffrey brother, Dylan.
Yes.
Dylan's
like
McCaffrey.
Three.
Yeah.
I knew Christian and Luke. Dylan's new to me. So
yeah.
Pat just informed How about me that? On something, as he usually does.
Well, you learn something.
I know,
there you go.
What usually do when
it's
Pat
all
Forty's
about
on.
That.
Yes, learning.
You don't like to learn.
I do like to learn.
You're a teacher, but you like to just stay how you are.
No, I like learning. I do. I like to learn new things. Yeah.
That's a great drop. I like learning.
I do.
Mitch, you want to take a quick break here, and on the other end, how much sound do you have of old Luke McCaffrey takes? Let's see. We have me. We have Maben. We have Mitch and Strebel. Rummage again. Okay, there you go.
That's a pretty good list.
That's not a bad list. Again, the Luke McCaffrey story got swallowed by the Chris Mack, Eric Wood video, and then our relationship with Lou City. So there you go.
Yeah, it's like that barged in like Crean does when he's on the radio.
It really
barged in and shoved it out of the way.
Quick break, 4 o'clock hour next. All right, DraftKings, guys, you know I love DraftKings. Everyone I know loves DraftKings. I wish Strebel would use it more, but that's besides the point. And they're also America's top-rated sportsbook app. So get in on all of the action right now. They have a great offer for you. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team, pro basketball, that's still, obviously college basketball is not playing right now. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention. Bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. It's that easy. If basketball's not your thing, they got the baseball, they got the soccer, they got the hockey. They got you covered. It's all safe. It's all secure. It's all reliable. It's at DraftKings. So go right now and download that top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you'll claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code WHBE. It's all for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.